good evening. So much for the sideshow. Now turn your attention to the center ring, where you will find our main attraction.
Come, Gamma, wake up. Yesterday's show.
Huh? What?
Hi, my name is Janet, and it's showtime.
Coming down live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Broadcasting from beautiful Palm Springs, California, it's Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans, supporting local and all independent music artists.
A beautiful place full of wonderful things just waiting to be experienced.
And now, here's the man who said any sandwich can be a panini if you sit on it. Ooh, tastes like tuchus. That's still good. Brad Mercer.
All right. This is going to be an exciting show. I've got your crazy true story, 60 seconds, the 12th episode of Yellow Belly, great new music from new indie artists, and an interview with my featured artist of the week, Marshall Dane. It's all coming up in this very show. I'm Brad Mercer, and it's brought to you by Permian Records' new country indie artist, Nolan Sotillo. Visit NolanSotillo.com. And Covenant Publishers best-selling author, Carl H. Mitchell. Read his latest novels, Sundown and Friendship City. Visit CarlHMitchell.com. And now, time to get things started. Matthew Huff is a 28-year-old musician that graduated from Queen's University of Charlotte in 2018 with a bachelor's in music performance and guitar pedagogy. Since he graduated, Matt has continued to pursue a career as a musician-performer. Matt has released 2 albums and 4 singles on all music media platforms. He also auditioned at Apollo Theater in New York and was asked to be on the spring season of Amateur Night at the Apollo in 2020. During Matt's free time between performances, he's the bartender, brewmaster apprentice, and tap room manager of Black Creek Brewery in North Carolina. Here he is with That's My Baby, kicking off Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans and Brad Mercer Radio.
Little sunset to Lane Street, little late night good night kiss, that girl by my side. Made a million memories in that old passenger seat, parking late at night. Yes, she's got a little of everything that makes this boy wanna put away.
That's turning me on.
when I'm gone. Yeah, that's my baby. She's got that southern charm that's turning me on all night long. When I'm there ain't another that could drive me crazy. That's my baby.
Discovered artists.
Cornbread and caviar.
But you'll find them right here on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I keep doing it. And I don't know why, I just can't move on. From this kind of thing, making me crazy, making me want you, even though, baby, you keep me crying, feeling like I'm dying, that I'm on top of the world, but then we question, second guessing, oh my, myself, you and I, how we began, every time, you're around, we burn. Just when I think it's the last time, it feels like the first time. Then I'm right back in, just like a fool, blinded by you, addicted to this kind of thing, making me crazy, making me want you.
Beverly Lee of the Shirelles, and you're tuned in to Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
Don't get me wrong, it's pretty cool to be on TV, so all the folks back home can see me, and that I'm living it out, all the things I used to dream about. Yeah, it's pretty great playing on the stage, proud cause there ain't an empty seat in the place. But girl, ever since I met you, I got a whole new perspective. If I'm gonna be famous for something, I wanna be famous for loving you. If I'm gonna be known around the world, I wanna be cause of you, girl. Nothing wrong with the center of attention, long as I'm with you, I don't mind the pictures. If I'm gonna be famous for something, girl, I wanna be famous for loving you. 5 years. Best thing I got is right here. If I'm gonna be famous for something, I wanna be famous for loving you. If I'm gonna be known around the world, I wanna be 'cause of you, girl. Nothing wrong with the center of attention. Long as I'm with you, I don't mind the pictures. If I'm gonna be famous for something, girl, I wanna be famous for loving you.
Country indie artist Mason Ramsey with his debut single, Famous, on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans. You know, he was so young when he did that track. It's amazing it's been 5 years. I'll be reaching out to Mason and see what he's up to now. Should be interesting. He was 11 years old when he cut that track. We also heard Maggie Baugh and Matthew Huff. Don't go anywhere. My Country Catch of the Week is up next.
Permian Records presents new country indie artist Nolan Sotillo with his new release, Love in Lubbock.
I found a little loving down in Lubbock, and I'm loving on her right now.
Nolan Sotillo with a sound that encompasses intimate ballads, timeless country anthems, and the spirit of country rock.
Sorry, baby, if I'm coming on strong, but you won't be here long.
Available now on all digital store outlets. Nolan Sotillo. Listen and download now at nolansotillo.com.
Are you looking for a reliable pool and spa service that will get the job done right?
Call Espinosa Pool Service to keep everything running smooth.
Call 760-220-6247.
Espinosa Pool Service. Complete and dependable, and will get the job done right.
Call Roberto at 760-220-6247 for a free estimate now.
Espinosa Pool Service. Servicing Palm Springs to La Quinta. Pool repairs with experience since 1992.
That's 760-220-6247. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Covenant Books Publishing presents their best-selling author, Carl H. Mitchell. Rita's latest novels, Sundown and Friendship City. Now available in paperback, hardcover, or digital formats through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. Kirkus Book Review says, a familiar but sometimes offbeat science fiction action thriller complete with a prospectus for good government. Carl H. Mitchell writes both to entertain and definitely to challenge his readers. Start reading now. Visit carlhmitchell.com.
Brad Mercer, any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
The best undiscovered artists.
You're the best band that I ever had.
The hottest new indie music. Plus, your favorite country legends.
Hi, this is Sharon Daniels, and you're listening to Brad Mercer, who's got a fiddle that don't even have a set of strings.
All together, right here.
Rock on, Brad.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
It's Brad Mercer's Country Catch of the Week.
And it's brought to you by Permian Records new country indie artist, Nolan Sotillo. Visit nolansotillo.com. Okay, mention Dave Cayley to country music fans, and they'll tell you this about the country music singer. He's got a heart of gold, he's pure country, and he plays a mean country fiddle. They'll also remind you that he doesn't appear anywhere without his signature hat. Judging by the number of new fans every year, it's no wonder Dave Cayley has become one of the hottest stars on the country scene. Here's his latest single called Lot of Living Left to Do, My Country Catch of the Week.
I'm 17 on the back porch swing, thinking of all I ain't ever seen, like New York City or Paris in the spring. This small town is all I've known. Never found myself too far from home or done much at all outside the old routine. There's only so much a man can fit into his life, but when it's time to look back, I'll know I did it right. I wanna feel the wind of a Chicago night, fall asleep on a red-eye flight, see the seven wonders of the world. Forget that life sometimes ain't fair, just roll the dice and say a prayer. Look at things from a different point of view. There's one thing that I know to be true. I've still got a lot of living left to do. I'm 30 now, got a wife and kids. My party life just hit the skids. I tried to live, but life got in the way. I've yet to feel Seattle rain or sip from the glass of fine champagne, but I'll get to it one of these days. There's only so much time before the clocks start ticking fast. I wanna throw away your broken dreams to make the good times last. I wanna feel the wind of a Chicago night, fall asleep on a red-eye flight, see the seven wonders of the world. Forget that life sometimes ain't fair, just roll the dice and say a prayer. Look at things from a different point of view. There's one thing that I know to be true. I've still got a lot of living left to do. Add up all my yesterdays, it's still so plain to see. It doesn't matter where you are, just who you're meant to be. I'm 85 and getting by. Those dreams I have never died. It took a little while to realize that although I haven't seen the world, we've raised the two most beautiful girls. But the doctors say there's not much they can do. I'm nowhere close to being through. There's still one thing left I know to be true. Oh, I've got a lot of living left to do. I've got a lot of living left to do. I'm 17 on the back porch swing, thinking of all I ain't ever seen.
From the mouths of babes.
So, Jasmine, what's next?
New music on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
Stay. Under the yellow moon they all watched as he walked on by. Past every front porch along Main Street, everybody felt just fine. He heard their whispers on the wind, ain't it a shame he'll never change, never change, never change. But every village needs a fool and every sinner needs someone to blame. They sent him back to Hickman County, where they never call you what you were before. Goodbye, number 1974. Fifteen summers came and went before he blew back in. But home just wasn't home, the ground was hard and the air was thin. They heard the sirens on the wind, ain't it a shame he'll never change, never change, never change. But every village needs a fool and every sinner needs someone to blame. They sent him back to Hickman County, where they never call you what you were before. Goodbye, number 1974. And the legend grew. Old 1974, they all love to look down on you. I'd like to think you know the hand that you were dealt, ain't in the shame they'll never change, never change. But every village needs a fool and every sinner needs someone to blame. They sent him back to Hickman County, where they never call you what you were before. Goodbye, number 1974.
That was Johnny Cash's grandson, Thomas Gabriel, with 1974 on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans, preceded by Trey Calloway and Wanted Man. I'm getting geared up now for my exclusive interview with indie artist Marshall Dane a little bit later on in the show. You're going to like this guy. Also up next, A Crazy True Story, episode 12 of Yellow Belly, and a great twofer from Tim Hall. So stay put.
If you or your band want to be considered for airplay on the show, just upload your WAV or MP3 tracks and a little bit about yourself to BradMercersBNF.com.
Yeah, hey babe, I like romantic dinners, long walks on the beach, and I live in my mom's basement.
I said a little bit about yourself.
Click on Submit Your Song. All the info you need is there. And don't forget to check the little box authorizing that the song is yours to upload. That's important.
Hey, it's mine for real, I swear.
Back to you, Brad.
Permian Records presents new country indie artist Nolan Sotillo with his new release, Love in Lubbock.
I found a little loving down in Lubbock. No, I never saw it coming.
Nolan Sotillo, with a sound that encompasses intimate ballads, timeless country anthems, and the spirit of country rock. Available now on all digital store outlets. Listen and download now at NolanSotillo.com.
Covenant Books Publishing presents their best-selling author, Carl H. Mitchell. Read his latest novels, Sundown and Friendship City. Now available in paperback, hardcover, or digital formats through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. Kirkus Books Reviews says, a familiar but sometimes offbeat science fiction action thriller, complete with a prospectus for good government. Carl H. Mitchell writes both to entertain and definitely to challenge his readers. Start reading now. Visit carlhmitchell.com.
Are you looking for a reliable pool and spa service that will get the job done right?
Call Espinosa Pool Service to keep everything running smooth.
Call 760-220-6247.
Espinosa Pool Service. Complete and dependable and will get the job done right.
Call Roberto at 760-220-6247 for a free estimate now.
Espinosa Pool Service. Servicing Palm Springs to La Quinta. Pool repairs with experience since 1992.
That's 760-220-6247. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Brad Mercer.
Completely unspoiled by failure.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
What's up, everybody? This is Red Page from Poor Man's Chain.
This is Reagan Boggs.
This is Rye Bradley.
Hi, this is Evan Chudnow from Rye Brothers.
This is Sam Hunt.
Hi there, this is Eric Burden, and you're listening to my good friend, Brad Mercer.
What's up? This is Stephen Hogan, and you're listening to Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
And it's brought to you by Covenant Publishers best-selling author Carl H. Mitchell. Read his latest novels, Sundown and Friendship City. Visit carlhmitchell.com. Okay, Tim Hall's music is real country, from the covers to the originals. He works hard at what he does and takes it very, very seriously. Tim has shared the stage with Vince Gill, Leanne Womack, Travis Tritt, Tracy Lawrence, and many more. Check him out with his latest single, Grizzly Rose, on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans and Brad Mercer Radio.
They said she had a story to tell, but it couldn't really be said. Her family was killed by the Gatlin boys, but a bear saved her from death. A Shoshone Indian placed her on the steps of a Baptist church. With Irish skin and hair so red, she made every head turn. From that corner of Wyoming, you can spit to Idaho. And this is the story and the life and song of Grizzly Rose. The preacher who raised the rose was a jack of most trades, a miner, a gambler, a cavalry scout on a circuit rider's wage. Learn fast the skills that this part of the country will teach, and left revenge up to the Lord, but prepared for what might be. From that corner of Wyoming, you can spit to Idaho, and this is the story and the life and song. Will rot the mind and cause a man to boast. So that Shoshone Indian overheard them brag about murders and got the word to the rose like a little bird had told her. From that corner of Wyoming, you can speak to Idaho, and this is the story and the life and song. Shadows dark, gathered herbs in her hands. Rose stumbled on the Gatlin boys, but now they're full-grown men. And how she knew who they were and how they knew her. The most beautiful girl they'd ever seen, but they slammed her in the dirt. From that corner of Wyoming, you can speak to Idaho. And the bear served justice on the Gatlin boys. And
His generosity knows no bounds. His ego? Pretty much same thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a twofer on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
His home is on a horse's back, and he'll ride it till the day turns black. 'Cause riding is what he knows. His job is good and it satisfies all his needs, and his mind rests easy while he roams. All the while corruption shifts, and a cowboy must use his fist. His devotion starts to groan. But those brave enough to take the brand and now protect the sacred land will save the Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone. They will save the Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone. They will save the Yellowstone.
Crazy, true story.
Tell me a story, kid.
Why don't you tell him the whole story?
And it's brought to you by A&M Autoland.
Hi, folks. This is Big Al.
And Big Mike at A&M Autoland. And, folks, Al here can't wait to tell you about our new financing deal.
Yes, I can.
What?
I can wait. I've been waiting all morning.
Just get on with it.
Folks, introducing A&M Autoland's 0-0 financing.
That's right. $0 down, 0% interest. Al, tell the folks how it works.
Folks, suppose you want a new truck for $60,000. $60,000? Isn't that awfully high?
Al!
Anyway, with $0 down, your total cost is $60,000 plus 0 equals... 0 plus 0 is 0. Carry the 0. 0, 0, 1.
$0 down means you add nothing.
Gee, that still seems awfully high.
Stop saying that! Now hurry up and explain the 0% interest. We're running out of time.
Folks, 16,000 times 0% equals... 0 times 0 is 0. 0 times 0 is 0.
Ah!
0-0 financing from Al and Mike. What a couple of zeros.
0 times 1 is...
Shut up!
Why won't you buy me a calculator, cheapskate?
Well, in Florida, in an area south of Fort Myers known as the Quarry, Walter Rutter and his wife were driving and saw their neighbor Rick Fingerette lying on the ground, waving his arm. He pulled over, got out of the car, and noticed that an 11-foot alligator had Fingerette by the leg and was dragging him into a pond. Mr. Fingerette had been out walking his two dogs when the gator got him. Fingerette asked Rutter to run the alligator over, hoping it would release its jaws from around his leg. That seemed to do the trick. The alligator released Mr. Fingerette and returned to the water. He was taken to a hospital where he is now recovering. So not fair, muttered the alligator as it slunk away.
Brad Mercer!
I think I want to sleep on a bed made of your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
These reservations won't wait tonight. I ought to be there now, but I'm fighting all the lights. My phone's blowing up, trying to make me late. Leaving you standing would be a mistake. Oh, I'm a message away from that one big break. Oh, a house on the hill by a clear blue lake. Yeah, it don't mean a thing without you.
Sound.
Time for Yellow Belly. After this.
Are you looking for a reliable pool and spa service that will get the job done right?
Call Espinosa Pool Service to keep everything running smooth.
Call 760-220-6247.
Espinosa Pool Service. Complete and dependable and will get the job done right.
Call Roberto at 760-220-6247 for a free estimate now.
Espinosa Pool Service. Servicing Palm Springs to La Quinta. Pool repairs with experience since 1992.
That's 760-220-6247. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
And now, Yellow Belly.
Good morning, Shamie. Are you ready to learn to be a cowboy?
I believe that is the fundamental obligation of my continued residency.
Let's start with the cowboy basics. This is a cow.
Ooh, wait, slow down.
Shamie, there is no need for sarcasm on a ranch. We all treat each other with the highest regard and intelligent discourse.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Now, here are the parts of the cow. Milk, and lemonade. Around the corner, the chocolate's made.
I know where milk comes from. Give me that bucket. Now stand back and watch. Wow, this is one big milk sack.
It's her significant udder.
Wait a minute. Has this cow had a breast implant?
The same type as your sister. You can tell by the feel.
What?
Yellow Belly.
Permian Records presents new country indie artist Nolan Sotillo with his new release, Love in Lubbock. Nolan Sotillo with a sound that encompasses intimate ballads, timeless country anthems, and the spirit of country rock.
Sorry, baby, if I'm coming on strong, but you won't be here long.
Available now on all digital store outlets. Nolan Sotillo. Listen and download now at NolanSotillo.com.
Covenant Books Publishing presents their best-selling author, Carl H. Mitchell. Rita's latest novels, Sundown and Friendship City. Now available in paperback, hardcover, or digital formats through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks. Kirkus Book Review says, a familiar but sometimes offbeat science fiction action thriller complete with a prospectus for good government. Carl H. Mitchell writes both to entertain and definitely to challenge his readers. Start reading now. Visit CarlHMitchell.com.
Brad Mercer. He listens to your 2 cents and steals them.
Can you believe him?
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
Everybody loves Brad Mercer.
No, I love him awful.
Dumb as a stump, but I love him.
This is Mike Tyson, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Oh, well, almost everyone.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
And it's brought to you by Espinosa Pool Service, serving Palm Springs to La Quinta. And they'll get the job done right. Call 760-220-6247 for a free estimate now. Okay, using sign language to convey his musical message to the deaf, this son of a preacher and middle brother of six, Marshall Dane was raised to be a minister. Now, Marshall is a Canadian singer-songwriter, recording artist, and five-time Male Artist of the Year nominee who writes country songs that cross genres and bridge the gap between mainstream pop, rock, and new country. Beyond the music, he's an advanced Level 3 sign language student and active licensed drone pilot, incorporating all of his creative assets into one stunning and exciting passion. Often seen signing in ASL or having an ASL interpreter beside him, sharing his music inclusively, especially within the deaf community, is an intense focus for Marshall Dane. He's even traveled as far north as Nunavut, California, to communicate with the only deaf woman in a small community for hundreds of kilometers, for which he was eternally grateful for his love for the language and to share his music within the deaf community. An extraordinary experience that he was able to document and share with the CBC. Please welcome my featured artist of the week, Marshall Dane. Hey, Marshall.
What's happening, brother?
Ain't nothing to it, man. You know, it's been a long time. You are one busy guy.
That's how it is, man. It's fight or flight, man. You got to just keep moving so you don't drown.
You know, the last time I talked to you was right after you released Motorcycle.
Right. Yeah.
What's been going on with your bad self?
Sheesh, Motorcycle, that would have been about 2016, 2017, and that was right around the time that I started learning sign language, and taken over my world for the last couple of 7-8 years since Motorcycle was released. I delved into sign language, and that brought me into the deaf community, and that kind of changed the playing field for me as far as what I started to understand about people, human connection, and what was kind of boiling inside me that wanted to get out. And that was obviously writing songs that had feeling and emotion and just some depth to it. I mean, Motorcycle was a great example. That was the story of me and my father, you know, riding for the first time and inspiring that song. So taking those grandiose experiences and turning them into songs. And in this last 7-8 years since Motorcycle, I've had a bunch of releases and really kind of laser focused on writing about my values. Absolutely. So that's kind of what's been going down for the last 8 years, brother. And of course, I've got a brand new single out, which I'm sure we're going to get to.
I'll tell you what. I think you've nailed it this time. You have just released your new song and music video. It's called No Need to Speak. This, my friend, is a great record, and it's got hit written all over it. I've heard a lot of songs, man. Tell us about the song.
No Need to Speak. So again, this feeling inside of changing values or heightened values, if you will. What I've learned in the deaf community, which is why I wrote No Need to Speak, is that communication in sign language and in the deaf world is visual. It is 100%. You've got to stay focused on people's eyes. And it's not something that I was used to. I'm going to guess that most people aren't used to that either, to look people in the eyes. When I look at one of my dudes in the band, you kind of talk and you look in the eyes and then you dart away for a second because, you know, you don't stare at people so much. In the deaf world, you stare at people. And I started to realize the value of staying connected to people, not checking my phone while I'm saying, yeah, keep talking. I just gonna text my mom or something like that, where you break an actual line of communication. And while learning about that part of their culture, I'm going to call him the director. Maybe he's the president of the Bob Rumble Foundation, which is the largest center for deaf excellence in Canada. And him and I were talking, and he was telling me about one of the women that was passing from their congregation. And she tried to speak when he went to go see her, and she couldn't move. She was very weak. And he just looked at her and said, "You don't need to speak. I can see what you're saying." And he recited that story to me, and instantly he's like, "Go ahead and use that for inspiration if you want." I'm like, "You have no idea. This actually couples with my feelings inside or my values."
Marshall, let's give it a listen right now. Here it is. No need to speak. On Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans and Brad Mercer Radio.
No need to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder. Tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes. No, I won't turn away. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just these hands of mine. I won't close my eyes.
Hot off the press, that was No Need to Speak by my featured artist of the week, Marshall Dane. Again, Marshall, what a great record.
Thank you kindly, brother. Thank you kindly.
Let me ask you, was it hard for you to learn sign language?
It had a learning curve, but I was very, and I mean, I think it's like with most people, when you want to do something or you are naturally inclined to, if you're aligned with it, it's not hard because you're, your whole being is vested in it. I mean, I had challenges. I had to study. I was the slowest kid in the class. I was one of the only hearing kids in the class. And, but again, it was so worth it that it was a pleasure to work hard at it. It's like when you love music. Is it hard to do it and to learn it? Absolutely, to a degree, but you just love to do it. So the learning curve, you know, you accept it. So, I mean, it's difficult, but it's not that difficult. If you want to, you can learn it.
Is it universal all over the world? I mean, what I'm going to ask you is, like, say, if you're doing sign language, you know, like, you know, when you say I love you to someone, is that like the same in German, in France, in, you know, England?
So there are all kinds of sign languages. There is American Sign Language. There is Australian Sign Language. There is British Sign Language. So BSL, ASL, I can't, the Aussie one, Auslan, I think is how they say it. There's Chinese ASL, or Chinese Sign Language, sorry, not ASL, Chinese Sign Language. However, if you broke it down to basic actions, if you went to China and you looked at a Chinese person that spoke sign language, or even a person that just spoke Chinese and you didn't know their language and they didn't know yours, if you look at them in the eyes and you say, there is absolutely no doubt what you just said. If you stare at them in the eyes, that Chinese person will look at you and say, I think that person is telling me that they care, or they love, or they have feelings, and their face is telling me that they're happy, and they're pointing at themselves, and then they're doing this and they're going like that. You can really universalize sign language, not necessarily, you know, sign language specific. You could do it with any culture, Spanish, Chinese, French. If you don't get it, you can use certain signs to really get your point across. That's basic understanding and communication.
Well said. Well said, my friend. Listen, where can we go to listen and buy your music, especially watching the video where you're using sign language?
Yeah, that video is such a beautiful surprise, if you will. Like, I mean, we knew what we were doing, but we didn't know how it was going to turn out at the end. And when you see it, it's so beautiful. You can find that on my YouTube channel, just youtube.com/MarshallDane, 2 L's in Marshall and Dane like the dog. And if you want to see, or if you want to buy my music, it's on iTunes, Apple Music, whatever that is, Spotify. It's on all those things. And if you're on like Sirius XM, you can check me out at one channel 171, Top of the Country. We're being spun on there too. So yeah, YouTube, Spotify, all the platforms.
What's your website so we can find out more about you?
MarshallDane.com.
How did I know that?
Keep it simple, baby.
All right, man. You know, I don't want to stop here. I just don't. Let's hear another song. How about Grateful?
Brother, you want to talk about songs that come from the heart? And when people ask me about my tunes, Motorcycle, Grateful, these are the songs that present my values to the world musically. So yes, Grateful is the first song I started interpreting because the message was so poignant, and I thought the message was universal.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me and for all of your insights. I wish you so much luck and success in the future. Let's do this again real soon.
You got it, Brad. Thanks again for having me out, brother. It's nice to see your face and hear your voice.
Turn it up. It's Marshall Dane with Grateful on Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans and Brad Mercer Radio.
Right on, right on.
If I take a good long look at the road that my life took and the rules from the book that I wrote, should have died and gone to hell, but the good Lord threw my bail and kept me out of jail just to show every soul find redemption. And mercy, it don't cost a dime, no. For all my wasted days, pain that led me to this place. It might sound strange, but I'm grateful. When the sun creeps through the blinds, or the rain keeps steady time,
time to the song run through my mind. The world seems perfect when I feel your goodnight kiss. Those three words leave your lips. That's as good as it gets, though I don't deserve it. No. Every soul can find redemption. Mercy, it don't cost a dime. For all my wasted days, pain that led me to this place. When I wake up next to you, girl, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Stop and take in right now. It's the only one that counts. See blue skies and not black clouds. No, no, there ain't no doubt. Every soul can find redemption. Yeah, mercy, it don't cost a dime. No. For all my faults and grace, shame that led me to this place. For every day that I'm alive, for this crazy, blessed, messed up, beautiful life, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
Well, somebody here is singing my favorite song.
Play something I can dance to.
Just play it loud, okay?
It's Brad Mercer's top three most requested songs of the week. Number three.
I'm as high. Still standing. Oh,
miss you. I need you, I want you to touch me. We don't have to speak. Let our bodies do the talking. Never get enough, never get enough. So bring me all your love. Hurry it up, whatever you want. You got my permission.
Sun don't rise. The way she says, baby, I sure love her accent. I'm real glad it did, but I ain't sure how it happened. I found a little loving down in Lubbock. No, I never saw it coming.
Classic from Brad Mercer's personal vault.
Jeez, it's so dusty in here.
Ugh. Huh?
Hey, Brad, I'm stuck in the vault again.
Hello? They asked you to fix these locks 3 months ago.
That she wears acts like she's some kind of movie star. Ooh, it might not be Christian to be wishing what I'm wishing. Sierra, Sierra, girl, let me tell ya, one day you might need those friends that you ditched. Sierra, Sierra, life ain't all Sierras. You're gonna find out that karma's a two-tail. The truth, I ain't even mad, 'cause I know the universe is gonna get you back.
The old music vault in the back. That was Maddie and Tay with Sierra. preceded by the number one most requested song of the week from Nolan Sotillo called Lovin' Lubbock. Number two belongs to Maggie Rose with Body on Fire. And number three goes to Midnight Revival with Feel So Good. Congrats to all of you. Remember, you can send in your requests by going to bradmercersbnf.com or just shoot me an email to bradmercerradio@gmail.com. Lots more coming up in the home stretch.
Desert Cam Studios, an award-winning production company for film, TV, and live concerts. Since 2008, Desert Cam Studios has provided music specials for HBO, Showtime, PBS, BBC, MTV Europe, and over 175 music videos for major recording artists. They also produce movies, documentaries, and creative content for international streaming platforms. With director, producer, and writer Chip Miller heading up this unique and original creative team, Desert Cam Studios is truly an oasis in the desert. Visit DesertCamStudios.com now.
Permian Records presents new country indie artist Nolan Sotillo with his new release, Love in Lubbock.
I found a little loving down in Lubbock. No, I never saw it coming right out of the neon blue.
Nolan Sotillo with a sound that encompasses intimate ballads, timeless country anthems, and the spirit of country rock. Available now on all digital store outlets. Listen and download now at NolanSotillo.com.
Brad Mercer.
Bull crap.
He would argue with a signpost.
Bull crap.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
Time now for 60 Seconds, the entertainment and news segment for people just like you. And now, here's the man who said, if life gives you a cactus, don't sit on it.
Ay-yo.
Ooh, does anybody have any aloe and a real big pair of tweezers? Brad Mercer.
And it's brought to you by Permian Records' new country indie artist, Nolan Sotillo. Visit NolanSotillo.com. Well, according to Guinness World Records, Carolina Reapers are one of the world's hottest chili peppers. Hundreds of times hotter than jalapeno peppers. This week, Canadian Mike Jack ate 50 of them in 7 minutes. I called Mike for an interview. He couldn't talk. A nurse was hooking him up to an intravenous feed of Pepto-Bismol.
Sir, you need to open up just a little bit wider.
No.
And Hollywood writers are finally catching up from the SAG-AFTRA strike last year. In their first 24 hours back to work, average Hollywood writers will churn out scripts for 9 Batman movies, 5 Fast and Furious sequels, plus 3 more years of General Hospital.
Brent, the baby's not yours. It's your brother's wife's uncle's mother's grandfather's baby.
I'm so sorry.
And finally, from Ireland comes word the Guinness Company has launched a non-alcoholic version of its famous beer. Wow, Irish beer with no alcohol.
Next thing you know, it will be French champagne without any bubbles. Sacre bleu!
For 60 seconds, I'm Brad Mercer.
Testing a cigarette, still got whiskey on my breath. I can't remember the first time. I swore it was the last damn time.
Sunlight burning into my eyes. Woke up clutching a flipping eye. Hell pounds hotter than a drop 808 to the ragtop last night, and people, they know how I come up every day. Black Jackie, black glasses, don't mess with me face.
How am I black? Wear my black, wear my black. Like Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash. How am I black? My black, my black. Like Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash. How am I black? Wear my black, wear my black. Like Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash. I'm reckless, so restless and trash. Like Johnny Cash, to Johnny Cash.
Stumble down to the boulevard,
wondering where the
cause scared to see the pictures I've been tagged in.
Cause we got pretty ratchet
last night, and
people, they know how I come up every day. Black Jackie, black glasses, don't mess with me face.
I wear my black, wear my black, wear my black. Like Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash. I wear my black, my black, my black. Like Johnny Cash, dear Johnny Cash. I wear my black, wear my black, wear my black. Like Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash. I'm reckless, so restless and trash. Like Johnny Cash, dear Johnny Cash. You know I'll get back in it.
This is Jasmine. You're listening to Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.
You got that right.
Walk on, Grandpa.
One, two, three.
All right, listen up, everybody. I got a little something I'd like to talk to you all about. Something that I truly enjoy. Drinking beer. Out on the lake, in a big old boat, kicking up a wave. It's a good day to be anywhere. Drinking beer, drinking beer. At the go-kart race, ain't nothing puts a silly grin on my face like seeing all that dust just flying in the air. Drinking beer. And y'all, furthermore, just to prove to you that I'm a multifaceted person, there's something else that I truly enjoy doing. Drinking beer, out plowing corn, I got me some cold PBR stashed in the barn. I love leaning up against my old John Deere. Drinking beer, drinking beer, in a bar. Singing country songs and picking wild guitar. Y'all feast your ears on this old boy right here. I'm drinking beer. Oh, tear it up, old man. I'm drinking beer. In a miniskirt. No, not me, fool. I'm talking about the girls. Look at all these sexy women up in here. Drinking beer. You know, as we grow older, we tend to change in a lot of ways. And I imagine at some point I'll probably give up my honky-tonking days. And I'm just about positive I'll be drinking beer out on the porch in a rocking chair with a dog laying on the floor. Every now and then my old lady will walk out there drinking beer. Yeah, when I leave this world, I hope they all up there drinking beer.
better brush it off like it don't mean a thing, but it means everything. I know I'm too young to know what love is all about, and while that's true, I still know that I like you. You don't know, but you're driving me crazy when you're sitting there calling me baby, but brush it off like you don't know that everything you say is like you're playing games, and I can't get away even if I try to escape. The way you look at me makes it hard to breathe, so why can't you see what you're doing? But it's kind of hard when you've got my heart, and I can't stop smiling at everything you do. So why can't you just walk away? Maybe I'd find some peace that way. Or why can't you just
adventure of the Masked Avenger, when he flies over the city rooftops and we all hear his cry,
"Beware, evildoers, wherever you are!"
And there you have it. New country indie artist Sam Carey wrapping things up with "What You're Doing to Me," along with Ray Scott and "Drinking Beer," and kicking off the set with the Silver Tongues and Johnny Cash. I hope you had a good time hanging with Jasmine and I today. Been a pleasure serving you. Many thanks again to Marshall Dane, my featured artist of the week. You can hear the complete interview by going to bradmercerradio.com anytime, 24/7. Check out the other podcasts as well. Until next time, it's all yours, Jasmine.
Thank you so much for listening to my grandpa. We'll see you next week. Until then, I'll see you on the radio. Bye for now.
This show is produced by Brad Mercer. Bands and Fans theme written and performed by Jerry Steelfox. For Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans, I'm Tina Perkins.
Covenant Books Publishing presents their best-selling author, Carl H. Mitchell. Rita's latest novels, Sundown and Friendship City, now available in paperback, hardcover, or digital formats through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple iBooks.
Albuquerque's book review says, a familiar but sometimes offbeat science fiction action thriller complete with a prospectus for good government. Carl H. Mitchell writes both to entertain and definitely to challenge his readers. Start reading now. Visit carlhmitchell.com.
Permian Records presents new country indie artist Nolan Sotillo with his new release, Love in Lubbock. Nolan Sotillo with a sound that encompasses intimate ballads, timeless country anthems, and the spirit of country rock.
Sorry, baby, if I'm coming on strong, but you won't be here long.
Available now on all digital store outlets. Nolan Sotillo. Listen and download now at nolansotillo.com.
Brad Mercer on a scale of 1 to 10. He's an idiot.
Brad Mercer's Bands and Fans.